Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? How are you feeling? And the company you're with, are you having a good time with them? Yes, this is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents around the world. So I'm happy to say welcome aboard. You're going to listen to a great radio show that we have prepared especially for our listening audience. So the first thing I want to know is, how's the weather in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's hot. Oh, it's so very hot. It's 110 degrees outside. That's right, it's hot. And I'm sitting in my patio with a t-shirt and shorts on. It's so hot. Oh, my God. It's hot out here. Yes, the sun is shining. The skies are blue, and there's no wind in sight. Yes, it's a beautiful day to be in Las Vegas. You could be on the strip walking up and down, looking at all the girls walking in their shorts and in their bikini outfits and their t-shirts. And, oh, they got their hair done and they're looking fabulous on the strip. And the guys are looking really good, too. They're on the strip wearing short pants and t-shirts and white beaters. And, oh, they're looking fine. They got haircuts and they're looking really good for today's weather. They're dressed to impress to be outside in 108-degree weather. That's right. So if you're dressed to impress in Las Vegas, you just have to make sure you're wearing shorts and T-shirts or shorts and short-sleeve shirts so that you can enjoy the heat and not burn up. And make sure you take plenty of water with you so that you don't get dehydrated. Because if you're walking in this heat and you don't have any water to drink, you're going to pass out. And somebody's going to be giving you mouth to mouth. And hopefully it'll be somebody you know. Because you don't want no strangers kissing on you. That's for sure. So make sure you take a lot of cold bottled water with you. And you have that and you take sips every 3 or 4 steps because that water will keep you happy and it'll keep you conscious and you can be able to enjoy the sights in Las Vegas because everything is coming up roses in Las Vegas right now today. So yes, it will be. All right. Well, let's talk sports. It's NFL time, people.
Yeah.
The first thing I want to say is the Los Angeles Dodgers, Major League Baseball, the Dodgers are kicking butt, and they're way ahead in the Western Conference Division. So they should win the Western side automatic. They should be set to go to the World Series without any hesitation. They've been there the last 3 years in a row, but this year they're going to win. They're coming to win. They got one thing on their mind, and that's winning the tournament. All right. And on the east side, they got the Yankees and the Boston Red Sox are playing really good ball. So one of those two will be in the World Series too. So that's what I want to tell you about the Major League Baseball. The MLB, the show, as we call it. It's going to be a good year. And in October, we will see who will qualify for the playoffs and who will be working their way up to playing in the World Series. So now, let's talk. Football, NFL football. Yep, DJ Papa D, do you have a list of the games that are being played tonight?
And I do.
For this week? All right.
I do. I have a list of all 16 games that are going to be played starting tonight. So there are six games. There are six games tonight, and actually the first game, if you're on the East Coast, begins in about an hour and a half, and that's the New York Giants playing the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, New York Giants and the Cincinnati Bengals. Well, I heard Cincinnati got a new quarterback, and the Giants got a new quarterback, even though Eli's Manning is still starting as quarterback for the New York Giants, but we heard they got a pretty good number two quarterback. So we'll have to see what happens with them. The Giants' defense is supposed to be bulked up pretty good, but Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, so they're not too shabby. So we'll see who wins tonight's game. After all, this is just game three. Week three of the preseason. So these games don't even count. So I'm not going to even try to pick a winner. I'm just going to say enjoy the games, people. Okay, who else is playing tonight?
The Redskins are playing the Atlanta Falcons.
The Redskins are playing the Atlanta Falcons. Now, I haven't heard anything good about the Atlanta Falcons this year. I don't think they've won a game this year so far. But the Redskins are supposed to have a good defense, and their offense is decent. So they may have a good team going into the start of the season. So that's good. We'll wait and see. I'm not going to pick a winner on that game either. So who else is playing?
The Carolina Panthers, who are currently 1-1 in preseason, are playing the New England Patriots, who are 2-0 in preseason.
Oh, well, we know the New England Patriots are coming off the World Championship. They were last year's NFL World Champions, so they're going to be playing to win. They want to keep their title, and they're going to be playing against Cam Newton, the quarterback for the Patriots, for the Panthers. And hopefully Cam will be playing good because he had shoulder surgery last year toward the end of the season. So hopefully he'll have recovered from his shoulder surgery and he'll be able to throw those darts like he did last year and the year before, which made him an MVP of the season. So we'll see what happens. Okay, what about the next team?
The Baltimore Ravens, who are currently 2-0 in preseason, are playing the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 1-1.
Okay, the Baltimore Ravens look like they're coming to play. They got rid of their quarterback, so they must have got a new quarterback. They drafted first round and got a brand new quarterback. I don't know who the guy is, but they're 2-0 right now, so he's getting plenty of snaps from the center, and he's playing the whole game in the preseason. So he's getting his time in, getting ready for the season. And who is Baltimore playing? Who are they playing?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, Philly. Yeah, Philly won the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So, I don't know. They kind of fell off last year a little bit, but they had a good team. They made it to the playoffs, so we'll see what happens with Philly. Okay, next game.
Green Bay Packers, who are 1-1, are playing the Oakland Raiders, who are 2-0.
All right, well, Raider Nation is here in Las Vegas, and we are looking for the Raiders to be tough this year. So, I don't know. They're playing against Green Bay. Green Bay is always tough, and Aaron Rodgers is no joke. So he's posting the best defense, one of the best defense in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers. So we'll see what they do against the Raiders, because they're playing their game in London, England. So they're going across the pond to play their game. So this will be their first meeting this year, and we'll wait and see what happens. Okay, who else is playing?
Sorry, the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 0-2, are playing the Miami Dolphins, who are 1-1.
Okay. Well, Jacksonville played good the first half of last season, so I'm thinking they should have a pretty good defense. Maybe they're trying out a whole bunch of new rookies this year, and that's why they haven't won a game yet. They're still trying people out before they cut down to their final 53 players. But we'll wait and see. And who are they playing? Jacksonville was playing who?
The Miami Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins are supposed to have a good quarterback, and they got some good receivers, and they got a pretty good defense. So what's their record? They're 2-0?
The Miami Dolphins are 1-1.
Yes. 1-1. Well, they look like they're ready to play this year because they've been scoring pretty good. So we'll wait and see what happens with them later on this season. Okay, who else?
All right, well, that's it for tonight. Tomorrow, the Cleveland Browns, who are 2-0, are playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are 1-1.
Okay, Cleveland is what's their record?
Cleveland is 2-0.
2-0, yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, they're saying Cleveland's supposed to go to the Super Bowl this year. They're saying that Cleveland's going to have an all-star running back, and they got a quarterback, and they got some receivers, and the defense is tight. Oh, yeah, they're supposed to come to play this year. So everybody watch out for Cleveland, because they're going to be in it to win it this year. And who are they playing?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay. I haven't heard anything about the Bucs. They didn't even make the playoffs last year. So I'm thinking they got a new set of receivers, and they got some new defensive linemen, and they got a couple of offensive players. So they may be kind of good, we'll wait and see what happens with Tampa Bay. I mean, Florida has got to show their strength now because they got Miami and Tampa Bay and, yeah, they got all these Florida teams that got to come out and show how good they can be. So we'll wait on Florida to see what kind of teams they're going to present this year. Okay, what's the next game?
The second game on Friday is the Buffalo Bills playing the Detroit Lions. The Bills are 2-0, and Detroit is 0-2.
Well, they said Buffalo's going to have a good defense this year, and they had a good offense going into the last half of last year. So, Buffalo might be in it to win it this year. And the Detroit Lions, I don't know what their problem is, except I think they're just trying out a lot of new players because they played good last year. They weren't on the bottom of the pile. They were pretty good during the season. So they won like 8 games last season, and I think they went to the playoffs. So we'll have to wait and see what happens on the first of the month when they get rid of all of their dead weight and they go for what they know with their new players. Okay, who else we got? What's happening on Saturday?
There's 7 games on Saturday. First game is Arizona Cardinals against the Minnesota Vikings. Cardinals are 1-1, and the Vikings are 2-0.
All right. Well, I heard Arizona got a pretty good team. They played a lot of their starters in a game against the Raiders, and they played pretty good, even though the Raiders won that game. But they said Arizona, they're coming along pretty good. And who did you say they were playing?
Minnesota Vikings.
Well, the Vikings almost went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they played pretty good. They went into the playoffs last year. So I'm thinking Minnesota will show something good. They got a bunch of rookies this year, so they're probably still trying to weed out the best and settle with the rest. So we'll see what happens with the Vikings. The purple and gold. All right. Who else?
The Texans are playing the The Texans are playing the Cowboys. And they're both 1-1.
Are playing the Cowboys. Well, the Cowboys have put together a pretty good team. They just haven't beat everybody they played because they lost to the Raiders. So we don't know what they're going to come out with when the season starts. I think they're just playing all their old guys and trying to see what the new guys have, giving them a shot. But they know it doesn't count until you get to the regular season. So right now they don't really care if they win or lose. They're just getting some players some time so they can see what they look like in a scrimmage. And who are they playing? Who is Dallas? Dallas. Who is Dallas playing?
The Houston Texans.
The Texans. Now, the Texans went to the playoffs. They won their division last year. So I don't know what Texans are doing. I guess they picked up a few rookies, and they're trying to see what the rookies can do. But they basically have their team set. So we'll see what happens on the first of the month when it's real football time. We'll see if the Texans are coming to play. All right, who else do we have?
Chicago Bears play the Indianapolis Colts, and they're both 0-2.
Oh, boy, they're having a tough start. Well, I'm thinking Indianapolis Colts made it to the playoffs last year, so they had a good run. And they got some rookies this year. I think they even got a new quarterback because their quarterback, Andre Luck, got hurt. So they don't know if he's even going to play this year. But they got a couple of quarterback drafts that are going to make their team look good. And they got a couple of running backs and a couple of receivers. So their offense is going to be ready to run when the season starts. I think their defense is going to be all right. They made it to the playoffs with the defense they had. So I think they'll be okay. And who are they playing?
It's the Bears against the Colts.
Yeah, the Bears. Now, the Bears are supposed to have the second-best defense in the NFL this year. That's what all the sportscasters are saying, that the Bears are going to be on top with their defense. We knew that their defense was just coming together last year, and they made it to the playoffs, but they didn't have no offense last year, so they look kind of bad. But their defense kept them in the game, so I'm thinking this year they're going to have a better defense, and they should have some good receivers for their offensive squad. So we'll wait and see what happens on the first of the month for the Chicago Bears. We'll see what they're coming with. Okay, who else?
We have the New Orleans Saints versus the New York Jets, and they're both at 1-1.
Okay, the Saints. Who say they're going to beat them Saints? Who that? Ain't nobody going to beat them Saints. They're going to the Super Bowl again this year. They missed it by a game because they got beat by the Los Angeles Rams last year. So that blew them out of Super Bowl contention. And they had a good team. Their Drew Brees is their quarterback, and he's still throwing darts and hitting receivers. And he got some new receivers, too. So he has a good offense coming in. And his defense is pretty decent. So I think they're going to be ready to play this year. I think they may even get to the playoffs. And who are the Saints playing?
The New York Jets.
The Jets. Now, the Jets got new helmets this year. They used to wear white helmets, but they got olive green helmets this year that said NY Jets on them. So we have to see if they're really about something. They got a new quarterback. Actually, they got two new quarterbacks, and they got some running backs, and they got some receivers. Yeah, their whole offense is set up to be a powerhouse. So if they got their defense together, they may look like something this season. So we got to see what they're going to look like after the first of the year. Okay, so the Jets, all right, they're looking good. All right.
San Francisco 49ers versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
What's the 49ers record so far? Are they 2-0?
49ers are 2-0, and the Chiefs are 1-1.
Yeah, the Chiefs jumped off to a big lead last year. They won like 12 in a row before they lost their first three games. But they were in it to win it, boy. They were playing, and they almost went to the Super Bowl. But they got beat by the New England Patriots. That cut them out of the playoffs. Who are they playing?
49ers versus the Chiefs.
Are playing the 49ers. Yeah, the 49ers got a good team. They came out the end of last season. They got a quarterback got traded from the New England Patriots. They got Tom Brady's old backup quarterback. For 10 years, he sat on the bench behind Tom Brady. And when he went to San Francisco, he started showing out. And they got a couple of receivers, and they got a running back now. And their defense is ready to play. So I think San Francisco is going to be a team to be reckoned with in the West. So we'll have to see what happens with them. All right. Who else we have?
Denver Broncos versus L.A. Rams. Broncos are 1-2, and the Rams are 0-2.
All right. The Rams are probably just testing out a whole bunch of new players because they went to the Super Bowl last year. So I know they're not hurting for offense or defensive power. So they're just probably testing out a bunch of rookies, and they're trying to see what they need to change, if they need to change anybody. And so I think the Rams are ready. And who are they playing?
Denver Broncos.
Oh, the Broncos. Now, that's my team. I'm a Bronco fanatic. Man, I'm hoping that Denver get it together because they had a good defense. Their offense was a little shaky since Peyton Manning retired. Their offense was kind of shaky after they won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. But now they got a new quarterback. The quarterback from the Baltimore Ravens is now the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And he's a seasoned veteran quarterback. And he's gone to the Super Bowl and won. So they got a good quarterback now, even though I don't like Flacco. But I guess he could do something if he got a defense behind him. And the Broncos bring the D. So we'll see what happens. We'll wait until the first game of the season to see who steps off the plane first. All right. Well, is that it for the NFL?
No, there's two more games. The Seattle Seahawks.
All right.
Versus the L.A. Chargers.
Oh, Seattle. Now, Seattle was supposed to have a tough defense. They had a good defense playing into the season last year, and I think they went to the playoffs, but they lost the first round. But they had a good offense, so... But their quarterback got hurt. I think something happened to his leg. So we got to wait and see if his quarterback, Russell, I think is his name, Kirk Russell. And we got to wait and see if he's going to be able to play this year, if he's going to come back from injury and play well. Because Seattle had a good defense, but their offense got kind of shaky when Kirk went down. So we'll see what happens. And who are they playing?
The L.A. Chargers.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know the Chargers are in it to win it. They went all the way to right before the Super Bowl and then got beat by the New England Patriots. They beat them for the Super Bowl. Man, that was, oh, no. Maybe it was the Rams that beat the Chargers to play in the Super Bowl. But they went all the way to the final game, and if they would have won their division, they would have been playing in the Super Bowl. So the Chargers are now in L.A., and L.A.'s a winning city, boy. If you play in L.A., you play to win. That's why the Raiders were so good in L.A. And that's why the Rams are so good, because they're in L.A. And now the Chargers are in L.A., and they're playing good, too. So I'm thinking the Chargers may even have a shot at going back-to-back to the Super Bowl. And who are they playing?
The Chargers are playing Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, they're playing Seattle. Okay.
Right.
I'm still picking Chargers to win, to beat Seattle. So, yeah, Seattle's good, but I think Chargers are on the run for the championship this year because they just got beat out the Super Bowl last year. So this year we're going to see if they're going to come to play. All right, who else?
Last but not least, Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Tennessee Titans.
Well, Pittsburgh, they barely lost out in the playoffs last year. They couldn't even beat the Cleveland Browns. They ended up tying the Cleveland Browns to start their season off. So, you know, they had a bad season going in because they couldn't even beat the worst team in football last year. But they said that their quarterback is getting old. I don't know about Roethlisberger. I think he still got the horses. I think he still got control of his team. They got rid of their star running back, though. A.B. went to the Raiders. So they lost their star running back. And we don't know if they're going to be able to replace him. So we'll have to see about the steel curtain. I don't know if their defense has ever survived since the last steel curtain was in effect. So I don't know. I like Pittsburgh. I hope they do good. So we'll see what happens the first of the season. And who are they playing?
The Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans. Yeah, the Titans made the playoffs last year. They had a pretty decent team. I think they got some new rookies this year. They drafted pretty good. So they should come out smoking. If they got a good coach, I don't remember who their coach is, but he played pretty good last year. So we'll see if Tennessee Titans, if they can play ball. Because they're a new expansion team. Being the Titans, they used to be the Houston Titans. Titans. Wait a minute. Where did the Titans come from? Who did the Titans play? They came from somewhere else, and they were changed into the Titans. I think they were, who were they? Where did they come from? The Titans. I think they were the Houston Oilers in Houston, and now they're the Tennessee Titans. I think that's where they came from, Houston. So they made the playoffs last year. They had a good run to be an expansion team. So we'll see what they got going on this year. All right. Well, that's the end of the NFL for week 3. So watch the games tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday if they got games that are playing all 3 of those days. So we can see what's happening. But it's time for a commercial break. So DJ Papa D, play some music, drop some commercial spots, and drop a couple of comedy spots to let our listeners know that G-Money got a comedy album out.
And we'll be back to the show in a minute.
And we'll be back to more of the show. then I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. So you need to come check me out.
Come diddy dum. Welcome to this archaeological find at the road. Witness me before the coming of the suns, peeking at you from the eastern side of Plutonia, dressed in armor of order to meet destiny with our strong black grip. Tin Hun Zhu, C-U-M from the zero, take him to the three, stand firm at the five. Here's a star and a shield to support you at the nine.
It's like A, D, A, M. Prepare your mind, run, tell your children. Fire, air, water, let the earth make flesh. Now see from the father, how funky can you get? Now my activity is cosmotivity. I'm ordered with my soul, my God, my reality. I'm not measured by tradition or any type of religion. Not even cosmic dimensions and such. But many fools, they try to post the duel, try to post the front, but they know it ain't cool. Yeah, boy, my mind goes back to things just like the cosmic battle. When sword was my rattle, shield was my bib, that's the cough, I got my crib. Not measured by my words, from the deeds that I did for God, a logical God that was created and formed. Verbal shogun, yes, the cosmic storm. Who scrolls the lyrics to bust? I roll them up with it by power's funk sealed, and God we trust. I laid it down from circumference to dry space, and now I'm back again, quite lyrical, to kick my bass. Energized by another plane, by logical fanatics, which try to examine my brain. They can't beat me, so they try to eat me. They can't keep me, so they try to freak me. Positive sin again and again, degrees in the spin. Verbs are like joy, a silly mortal, quicker grin. Make you feel that you can drown in some golly waters. Take control of your body like the farmer's daughter, and let you beg for control. What's the reason? What's the reason? Yo, I'm son of the chaos, so my brothers call me cosmic. Tales for tribal brother Jay when trying to rock it. 6 foot black boot guard in the suit of the warrior. So now I'm telling you, check me out. A, D, A, M. Prepare your mind, run, tell your children. Fire, air, water, let the earth make flesh. Now see from the father, now how fucking can you get down? The rhythm must come to such. When it's time to bust, and all the moles lay crush. Dark summer get darker, cause I existed in the valley of the father. I got whooped by my mate, cause the fruit had a taste of the curse that served as a marker. Now here we go, to deal with all the little isms. To define me in simple ologies, hell no. On with the flow, here we go, sycamore. Let us slip on back into the black woods row. Niggas didn't catch it anyway. They pat me on my back, talking about yeah, 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 right. East I flow, east I go. Cover both your eyes and what do you know? What do you see? How does it be? Is it circumference? So what's up, G? It's like that on the break with a river milkshake and a golly Van glorious break.
You shall be moved, logical one, after a clear pouncing with energy from the sun. At my beckoning, you and your landmark built without the zero pride shall crumble, stumble my way to might, to a knee pretender. Your time has come.
I once walked the heavens with Gabriel, walked through the desert with Israel, travel on to Mecca with Ishmael, crucified, resurrected, now act how I feel. A.D. that I am, that I am, from Father Flesh to Father Salomon, from my pinky to the thumb on my hand, bring a other caddy in the travel to jam, but yet I'm judged of the prophet and all that. Still a pimp with a crown on a Yankee hat. Hey, the Ashley brother, what's the time? Is it African drum with some space age rhyme, man? You're not at all. I say sexual, infectual, delectable. I'm not a masturbating intellectual. And couldn't read it from a book because that bores you all. So come to Abuja, Kuju, Jakalia, Ujima, Ujama, and Purpose Stamponia, Kaumba, Omani, daughter named Samani. Came to the planet, Father Afron left his body. Leave the boy in the coffin within. Raise your head, that's the A to the D to the A to the M. This is the message from the cosmic storm. Let the doubters and the judges and believers be warned.
With a shield of David on the grill, and the hat's been proudly adorned with the color pink. Bring on your G's, your Q's, your R's, and your alphas. It is time. Shalom. And you don't stop. Today.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel. I want to let you know that on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
G-G-G-G-G-G-Money! Gotta love him. Yeah, so pretty he could kiss himself. G-G-G-G-G-Money! Las Vegas entertainment promoter. I am the host of Gregory Stories. And it's story time, people. I've already announced that I'm running for president in 2020, and I want to tell you that my comedy album is for sale, and it's available on storytimewithgmoney.com. Well, now that you know all of the vital information, now I want to tell you a story. Yes, I want to tell you a story. When I was in college, oh, about 30 years ago, I pledged Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We wear the blue and the white, and we are the stepping champions of the West Coast. And I was the leader of the step team. And when I pledged, it was just three of us. It was me, the president, and the treasurer. I was vice president, and I was the dean of pledges. Well, being the dean of pledges, I was responsible for recruiting all of the new pledges to pledge the fraternity. Any guy that wanted to be a brother with the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, they had to go through G Money. That's right. And as a Sigma, I was known as Serious Business. That's right. That was my fraternity name. I was Serious Business. I was the serious of the business of getting serious. That's right. I was serious about getting to the business of getting serious. That's right. I was Serious Business. And I was in charge of pledging the pledges in our fraternity. Now, the last part of the pledge period is called Hell Week. And that's when we do the Rufus and the roughest and the toughest thing to make our pledges prove that they're worthy of being a brother. You know, because we didn't want nobody that was weak. We didn't want nobody that couldn't think. We wanted thinking brothers. We wanted brothers that had attitude, that could do the best in any given situation. They were to prove themselves worthy to the three brothers that were already brothers on the camp. So, during Hell Week was the last week of pledging, and I put the brothers through a test. The first thing I did was I put them on the roof of a two-story building, and I wanted to see how well they would think. And I would tell them, I'm not trying to hurt you guys. I just want you guys to be able to think. So when I put you in a tough situation, you're supposed to think about what you can do to not hurt yourself. And so I put them up on top of a two-story building, and I told them to jump. Now you're saying, you put them on top of a two-story building and then told them to jump? What were they supposed to do? I said, well, they were supposed to be thinking that I'm not trying to hurt them, that they could put their trust in their dean of pledges, and that he wouldn't tell them to do something that would hurt them. So it must be a better way out of the situation. But I had 12 brothers. Actually, we had several brothers on several different lines, but each line we put them through the same test. And I told these guys I wanted them to jump off the second-story building. Now, we had some brothers that were big and strong, and they were athletic. And I told them, I said, all right, on the count of three, I want you to jump. And they looked at each other, and they said, are we going to jump? Or are we going to just do what Big Brother said? And they looked at each other and tried to figure out a plan on how to do it smart so that they wouldn't hurt themselves. And I said, two? And they were still looking at each other like somebody come up with an idea so that we don't have to hurt ourselves. And then I said, three, jump. Five of the seven brothers jumped off the roof. And I said, no. You're not supposed to jump off the roof. I said jump. I didn't say jump off. And the other five, the other seven brothers, just jumped up in the air and landed back on their feet. And that's all they were supposed to do. I wanted to see who was going to be thinking and who was going to do something stupid. And I found out that seven of them were thinking brothers, and five of them were idiots. So now they got broken legs and broken arms, and they do us no good in the fraternity. So they had to go through the rest of the pledge period, the last 6 days of the pledge period, with broken limbs. But that didn't excuse them from participating in any of the activities left. So the second thing I did, I took them into the bathroom, and I blindfolded them, and I had one of the brothers, one of the big brothers, come out of the bathroom, and I had him flush the toilet. And he came out saying, oh, that was good. Boy, I took a good shit, and now I feel better. And we sent the pledges in one at a time, and told them to put their hands in the toilet and grab hold of something. And they put their hands in the toilet and moved their hands around and grabbed hold of the first thing they could feel. And they pulled it out. And I said, squeeze it in your hand. And they squeezed it, and it mushed all between their fingers and stuff. And they're smelling their hands. And they're going, oh, that's nasty. You you had us grab some shit, and they're squeezing it in their hands. And I'm like, well, don't wipe it on nothing unless you're going to wipe it on your clothes or on your shirt or on your pants. I don't want it on anything in my house. I don't want it on the floor. I don't want it on any of my towels. I don't want it on the counter. I don't. If you don't have no place to wipe it, you better just hold on to it. And most of them held on to it until we blindfolded them, and they saw that it wasn't boo-boo in their hands, that they were squeezing bananas. So they survived the first test, the second test. The third test was I took them out to the swimming pool and lined them out along the edge of the pool at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it took them 2 hours to jump into the pool. Because I told them, I want you to take a bath. You got stink. So you jump in the pool. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to jump in the water. It's cold out here. And I said, well, the sooner you jump in, the sooner you can get out. So they waited 2.5 hours before one of them, the lead dog, jumped in the pool and the rest of them followed. But what we didn't know was the lead dog's older brother had drowned in a swimming pool. No, nobody knew that. And the big brothers didn't know, but we made him lead the jump, made him be the first one to jump into the pool, and the other brothers had to follow behind him. And it took them 2.5 hours, but they finally jumped in. And I could have told them they could have just jumped in the shallow end of the water. They didn't have to jump in the deep end, because if they couldn't swim, I didn't want them to drown. So I just wanted them to get in the water because I said it was time for them to take a bath. And they could have jumped in the water and been out and over with. But it took them 2 hours to jump in, so they had to stay in the water for 2 hours until their time was up. And then I pulled them out the water. I gave them their dry clothes, and they dried off, and they went back in the house and went to sleep for that night. That was day 3. Day 4, I took them to the San Francisco ocean, to the pier in San Francisco. And I took them out there at 12 o'clock midnight, and I told them to take off their clothes because they had to go swimming in the San Francisco Bay. And it's cold in the bay, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning. And they waited and waited. And I said, hey, I'm not trying to get you to drown. I just want you to jump in to prove that you have faith that I'm going to look after you. Because I told you I was going to take care of you. And this is how and where I took you to take a bath. So that's what I want you to do. And they waited about 30 minutes, but they ended up taking off all their clothes, and they dove into the bay. And that was good. I sat up and watched them swim around in the water, splashing water on each other. It was fun. And then I said, all right, get out the water, get dressed, and let's go home. So we did that. That was day 4. Day 5, I brought bricks to them, and I gave each one of them a brick, and I tied a piece of kite string around the edge of the brick, and they were holding, each one of them was holding a brick. And then I made them untie their pants, and I tied a brick, I tied the end of the string around their penis. That's right. I tied the string around their dick. And they were sitting up there wondering, oh, no, what is he going to do? And I said, well, I don't want you to see what's going to happen. So I want you to put this blindfold on your head. And I tied their eyes so they couldn't see what was happening. And while they were blindfolded, me and some other big brothers went through and cut the string so that the string was attached to the brick and the other half of the string was attached to their penis, but it wasn't connected to the brick. And we walked them to the edge of the stairs to my second story apartment, and I told them to stand on the stairs and drop the brick. Now, they should know by now that I'm not trying to hurt them. I want to see how much trust and faith they have in their brother. So I told them, I said, you guys got to trust me because I'm your dean. I'm the good guy. And I want to see how much you trust me. Because if you're going to be my brother, I need to be able to trust you. So I told them, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. And they were up on the second floor of the staircase. And I told them to drop the brick over the stairs. And they were like, no, big brother. And they were crying. And they were boo-hooing. And some of them were big football players. Some of them were tall basketball players. And they were crying like babies. And I was like, I'm not caring about you grown-ass baby crying. I want to see what you're going to do. I said, trust me. And I want to see if you really trust me that I'm not going to hurt you, that I want you to do something to prove your love and your loyalty to me. And they were like, but big brother, no, we don't want to do that. And they swore that their penis was going to get pulled off when they dropped the brick. And I counted to three, and I said, drop the brick. And eight of the 12 dropped the brick, and they just screamed, ah, they hollered, and nothing happened. But the other four stood up there shaking and crying and saying, no, we don't want to drop the brick. And I'm like, drop the brick, damn it, or go home. But they had been through 5 days of hell during Hell Week, and it was almost over, and they decided that they were going to survive Hell Week. And they dropped the brick and just screamed. But nothing happened because we had cut all the strings, so the bricks just dropped to the ground. And we took the blindfolds off, and we laughed at the brothers for crying. Because all of them had tears running down their face. They were scared. They didn't know what to expect. And I told them, I said, you guys need to learn to trust me. And now I know that you trust me. I'll be proud for you to be my brothers. And we cut the strings off of their penis, and we had them get dressed, and we went back in the house to end day five. And day six and day seven, well, those were days I can't tell you about. But they survived. And now we got the largest fraternity on the college campus. We got blue and white brothers all over UC Davis and Sacramento State University. Go, Mob! Go, Mob! Go, Mob! Which is a frat cry, but I won't tell you what it means because you got to know about the frat. You got to pledge the frat to find out what the saying is. So, my brothers all survived the test, and we pledged 45 brothers that year. And when I graduated, we were 56 brothers strong at the university in my fraternity at that time. Yes, I was the dean of pledges, and I pledged 55 brothers under me. And I was notorious, because after all, I'm serious business, alias the dance master, student of the martial arts, and professor of the verbal rapability. Is there anything we can do for you today, sir? And I said, yeah, you can be my brother. And that's the end of the story for today. Yep, it's time for a commercial break. DJ Papa D, or play some music, and we'll be ready to shut the show down in a minute. You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house. And I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house. Because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer. And he will make sure I get the message. And I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323
323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Yeah, we gonna get our groove on before we get into the show. Before I shut it down, we gonna say what's happening to everybody. So go play that song, DJ. G money to Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, it's time to shut the show down for today, And we'll be back again on Monday. We're taking a break on Friday, so we're not going to do our show to honor the homeless tomorrow. But we'll be back on the air on Monday at 3 o'clock to do our regular programming scheduled show. So I want to say thank you to DJ Big Nasty for promoting the radio show. And I want to thank you to DJ Papa D for playing the music and dropping the comedy spots that you've heard today in today's show, and to help me with the football sports report. It's been a pleasure. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you all for paying attention to our radio show. And hopefully you're telling people every day about our radio show, because we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 o'clock. So without further ado, I say good night to you until Monday. Good night. Have a good weekend on us, if not with us, for sure. See ya. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.